Welcome to my weekly racing podcast, recorded on Monday morning the 7th of April. Well, despite the obligatory false start, the 2014 Grand National, the first ever £1 million Grand National at Aintree last Saturday, produced a fascinating winner in Pinot de Rey. The 11-year-old, named after a French wine, was returned at 25-1 and was the first runner in the race for trainer Dr. Richard Newland, who is based in Worcestershire. He's a practising GP who trains horses as a hobby. Well, it was the first victory in the race for jockey Leighton Aspel, who briefly retired from riding 7 years ago. The redoubtable Richard Johnson was 5 lengths adrift in second place on Balthazar King. The champion jockey AP McCoy partnered 7 into third place, with the Paul Maloney-ridden Alvarado in fourth place. Only 18 finished the race out of 40 starters, one of them in 15th place being Mr. Moonshine, representing last year's winning combination of West Yorkshire trainer Sue Smith and jockey Ryan Mannier. Stable companion Vintage Star was pulled up, while Rose of the Moon, trained in North Yorkshire by David O'Mara, fell at the 26th fence when out of contention. So we look forward to another Grand National this coming Saturday, the Scottish Grand National at Ayr. Well, Redcar's 18-day season on the flat begins today, Monday, a 7-race programme starting at 2:20. Night Owl won his last two races in 2013, and he can land the handicap race over 1 mile at 3:50. While Latin Charm, a winner at Redcar in October, looks to part in the handicap race over the straight mile at 4:20. Well, tomorrow, Tuesday, is the turn of Pontefract to launch a new season, the first of 16 days this year at the West Yorkshire track. Prior to racing, the newly constructed betting hall will be opened by Paul Lee, chairman of the Horse Race Betting Levy Board. There are 7 races at Pontefract starting at 2:10. The Jamaican Flight handicap at 3:40 is a contest for stayers. An Iron Butterfly can land the prize, while the feature race at 4:15, the new betting hall handicap, can be won by Centurious, trained at Newmarket by Marco Botti. A new season on the flat begins at Catterick on Wednesday, set to begin at 2:20, while it's the turn of Thirsk to launch a new season on Saturday, starting at 2:15. The meeting celebrates the 50th anniversary of the Injured Jockeys Fund. Former trainer Jack Berry, MBE, vice president of the IGF, will officially open the new premier enclosure facilities at the course, the Thomas Lord Dining View Restaurant and the Shrimp and Stirrup Seafood Bar. On Sunday, it's Family Day at Wetherby, a 7-race programme over jumps starting at 2:10. The day includes the Mascot Gold Cup, the world's largest mascot race in aid of various charities, and there's a host of attractions for young racegoers during the afternoon. Then next Monday, the 14th of April, is back to Pontefract when racing starts at 2:10 and features the longest handicap race on the flat in Britain, the Pontefract Marathon Handicap. Enjoy your racing.